A recent Wall Street Journal article highlighted the connection between the modern day workplace and an emerging epidemic of loneliness that is felt by the average worker in America. Joining us to get perspective and get some advice for employers and employees regarding isolation is Gary Phelan. Gary is an employment attorney in Stratford, as well as a professor of law at Quinnipiac University, and he joins the show to give us some perspective right now. Gary, welcome back. How are you?
Good, Melissa. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much. Can you first give us a snapshot for people who may not have read this article? What does it talk about?
Sure. What the article talks about is due to the changes in the modern workplace, you know, that really, you know, we're dramatically affected by COVID and how we navigated COVID, that more Americans are profoundly lonely in the way in which they work because they're digitally linked. But we've reduced our number of personal connections, and that's deepened the sense of isolation in the workplace.
Now, this article came out actually not that long ago. It says it was dated for May 27th, and it's titled The Loneliness of the American Worker. And if you have the Wall Street Journal, maybe you did read this, but the sub-headline there, I think, is really extraordinary. More meetings and faceless chats, fewer work friends, how the modern workday is fueling an epidemic of isolation. And Gary, do you mind sharing with us? I know, obviously, from a professional standpoint, you certainly speak with a lot of employers and employees. But you personally can actually attest to the idea of how loneliness really can take a huge effect on people, especially with how the way we do work today is very different.
Sure. And in particular, you know, things changed for all of us around the time of COVID. But, you know, I'm divorced, so I live alone. I have three daughters, but they were in, you know, who played college sports and a lot of sports. So that was, you know, very active with that. But I graduated, two of them moved. So, you know, that activity was sort of, I wasn't doing those things anymore. And around that time is, you know, when COVID hit, I remember, you know, kind of a joke, not many jokes around if you remember the time when, you know, COVID first entered our lives just over 4 years ago. But, you know, and also as an introvert, there was a, you know, a meme that like, stay away from people, you know, stay home. It's like, I've been preparing my whole life for this. But at the time, you know, we were encouraged to sort of isolate, but there were dramatic changes in the workplace with the use of technology. But as a result of that has had a major impact on the workplace. But it had a major impact, I noticed, on myself, because I was living alone, working from home, still, like many of us, in fear of COVID, but saying, okay, I'm doing the right thing here. I'm you know, staying in. I forget the phrase we used to use back then. I was unhappy and just felt different and couldn't really, you know, sort of identify why that was. You know, in looking at this issue of loneliness, I realized that, you know, that's the effect. And it's not just sort of a feeling of loneliness, but from the research I've done, you know, is it really, you know, quantify the effects of loneliness, things like a 29% by 29% the risk of heart disease, the risk of 32% risk of strokes, increase in substance abuse, 50% risk of dementia. It really has a, you know, a very detrimental effect. And then, you know, the Surgeon General, you know, has written a book about how loneliness has become an American epidemic. It wasn't just due to COVID. Like, America was in that trend. And it seems to be, it sort of correlated with the development of technology. But, you know, there's a well-known book called Bowling Alone by an author named Robert Putnam, about how different things in society, such as going to church, community groups, were starting to evaporate, you know, after 20 years ago. But COVID sped everything up, the effects of COVID. So today in the workplace, you know, it struck me that there was just so much of people I was hearing, reading about, increase in staff turnover, worker absences, just a whole lot of unhappiness. And so even though it was to our advantage at the time to have technology, that it was really causing harm. And I think this is the, you know, kind of the explanation of why that's happening. And so, you know, the effort now is, as some people, you know, have come back to work, but it's changed the nature of work. And so a lot of people I know who work remotely, you know, are there's advantages to it, but there's real disadvantages. And I think this is the number one disadvantage.
So we have Gary Phelan here, who is an employment attorney, and he also teaches law at Quinnipiac University. And we're discussing loneliness and how it impacts the worker and just the workplace in general. And Gary, I also want to thank you for sharing those personal details, because I do think sometimes, you know, what we see certainly in our professional careers, that's one thing. But what we experience, especially when it can connect to a subject that we're seeing in real time, I think that is really telling. So thank you for that. What would be your suggestion, your tips for the employer when it comes to addressing loneliness or isolation? And then what would be your advice for the employee if it's somebody who's struggling, like you identified that you had been struggling? What would be your advice?
Well, I think employers can recognize you know, one is just survey their workers, how they're feeling, get some feedback. What can we do to help? I'm using it as an example. I'm co-chair of the Greater Bridgeport Bar Association's Committee on the Profession. We recently did a conference on wellness in the workplace, and a prominent Fairfield County firm, Cohen and Wolf, actually in other areas of Connecticut, you know, they started a wellness committee, and they, you know, do things like they do lunches together. They do breakfast meetings. They have like lunch and learn presentations on a variety of topics, from work-life balance, nutrition. That brings people physically together, and people make connections through that they otherwise wouldn't. They do, like heart association walks, volunteer activities. And so providing the opportunity for people internally, and, you know, at that firm, it was really two new associates who said, I think we should do this. So it's something that you can get employees invested in this, and they see the benefits. And I always think the more collegiality there is in the workplace, you know, that translates to the bottom line. Or other things like one of my daughters is a second-year law student, and at her firm, they're encouraged to make a connection with a lawyer and go to lunch every day, and we'll pay for it. So there's creative ways that they can do it, that employers can do that. At the same time, I think ultimately you can't necessarily just depend on your employer. It has to be done on an individual basis. You know, just like I did, is recognizing, okay, I have to do something. It's easy to isolate. Mm. And so it takes, you know, if there's some risk, and it definitely takes effort. Like, I go to a gym called Orange Theory that people work out together.
Love your Orange Theory. That's awesome.
Yeah. And so that's a group activity. I involved in different activities, joined a bike club. It has to be, you know, individual initiative, or I think it really helps. And you meet people that way. You know, and there's also meetup groups of various kind for hiking and other things. And I'm thinking of like my youngest daughter. After she graduated, moved to Burlington, Vermont. Didn't know anybody. First 2 months, you know, felt lonely. But she made efforts through making friendships at work and then making friendships with others. You know, now she immersed herself in skiing, had never skied before. Now is doing a lot of biking, you know, because those are big activities up there. And, but it also took risk, you know, and so now just, you know, when I try to schedule a time to visit, it's like, okay, well, I'm booked the next 3 weekends.
Right, exactly.
But,
and
you know,
it's, so how it,
now,
how
we'll
it all changes. It's amazing. Yeah, I think it is a little bit of both entities, like you said, Gary, coming forward and addressing that this is something, and also taking a look in the mirror and saying, is this something that impacts me directly? I'm glad that we're having this conversation. I think it normalizes it as well, and hopefully more workplaces recognize that this is happening and certainly can address it in a very healthy way. And Gary, I want to thank you so much for talking about it here on WICC. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thanks, Melissa.
Absolutely.
Have a good day.
You too. Gary Phelan here on WICC.